It was a time of intense emotions. In Dallas, Mark Stroman went to 3 convenience stores and shot 3 clerks he thought were Muslims. 2 died.
My split second of hate and anger after 9/11 has caused many people lifetimes of pain. I regret that to this day.
Race Beyond was the lone survivor and actually forgave the proclaimed white supremacists.
Please show mercy. Please spare the life of Mark Stroman.
But Stroman was executed. It highlights the intense feelings following the attacks. Nadia Syed is Muslim of Pakistani descent, American-born, raised in Fort Worth.
I was 11 years old. I remember being in class, and they wouldn't tell us, but I remember our teacher leaving the classroom to cry in her closet when she found out. And I remember my teacher taking me aside, because everyone knew I was Muslim, and she took me aside, and she asked me, if anyone gave me any trouble, please let her know. And there were students who would stick by me, and I felt a huge amount of support immediately after.
Noreen Syed is her sister.
Actually, I had a different experience from Nadia. I dealt with a lot of racism in high school. People would make terrorist jokes a lot, and I would try to laugh it off usually and try to be like, guys, it's really not like that, you know. I tried to be very laid back about it and try to be flexible with the ideas people shot at me.
Nadia says images in the media may have fed the fear.
I mean, I'm a Muslim. I know that we're not terrorists, but when someone said terrorist on the news, I would think of an Arab guy with a beard.
Dr. Muhammad Al-Abed is a bioengineering researcher at UT Arlington. The native of Jordan helps other students from Jordan entering the university.
There is a veil, some kind of a misunderstanding and misrepresentation of what Arabs and Muslims in general stand for.
Adrian Sierra is Muslim, but he's Hispanic, having converted from Catholicism, something no one would know until he shares that.
Once people find out that I'm Muslim, they tend to have a different reaction than if I didn't tell them I was Muslim.
Nadia and the others say they've seen a positive attitude shift toward Muslims in the last 10 years.
I was definitely grateful for America just to be living here in this time, because I was so proud that we were able to come together and overcome this sort of, like, what could have been a disastrous spread of ignorance.
Chuck Schechter, News Radio 1080, KRLD.